afternoon, everyone, and welcome in to another 45 minutes?
Not 48 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, I've listened to the two of us talk.
Yeah.
That's exactly how you want to spend your Saturday, right? I don't know. Maybe.
Well, I mean, they could spend 48 minutes. It's not a total waste.
That's true.
Not a total waste. I mean, 48 minutes. That's true. I mean, anybody can sit there and listen to that long without feeling like they've been cheated. Nah, we do appreciate y'all listening. Going to be a good show today. Going to talk to Charles Ruth about turkeys in South Carolina. So if you got you turkey hunters out there, if you've got friends who turkey hunt and you want to hear a lot of information, we're going to cover a lot of stuff about seasons, tags, apps, studies, whatever else.
So make sure to actually really listen, and you may want to take some notes.
Yep. That's true.
But don't get stressed out if you miss something. You can always go to Dinar website
That's
and help
right.
cover where
it's,
to find more information.
Yeah, it's all there on the website. We're just covering it live on the radio. You got taken to the woodshed last Friday.
We don't talk about it. We don't talk about it.
It was a fun time if you were me.
Got my butt handed to me, and I got like a cherry tomato.
Oh yeah, what now?
I put sunscreen on them.
Oh no, you did.
I
don't believe you did.
I did. You watched me.
I never saw you put on sunscreen.
You saw me because I had to move your foot and your rod to get into the rod locker where sunscreen was.
Well, I mean, I saw you go in after. I didn't see you put it on. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there's no complaining in our household. When we go hunting and fishing, and if we get sick
sunburn.
Because we're out in 30-degree weather doing whatever, or
in the
if
rain.
We're out, yeah, or if we're out, there is no sympathy coming from the head of this, the head mistress of this house.
The woman.
Yes, in charge of this house. There's, you know, you suffer on your own. She may bring you a Tylenol or two, but yeah, in this house, you know, you get sick, you deal with it. Mm-hmm. And you got a little bit of sun. It was 70-something degrees, almost 80 on Lake Murray last Friday. Had a good time. We get out on the water about 10 o'clock. We didn't break any records getting down there.
Late.
Well, you had a problem with that little thing came off
the
trailer.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think it's called an E-ring. I'm not positive on that. But anyway, had to wait for a friend of mine to, with the correct tool or pair of pliers.
And instead of going to our usual Lake Bowen or Hartwell, we went all the way down to Drear Island.
Yeah, went down to Drear Island.
But it was worth it, for you. But
got a park pass. So now for the next 360-something days, we can go to any South Carolina State Park. Mm-hmm. $99, and that gets you in the door, and money well spent. Support South Carolina Parks. Didn't get to see Ellie. He was he was gone for the weekend. Yeah. But we ran around. Let's see. We ran around. Uh-oh. I'm having trouble remembering where we went. Anyway, the best
we went
part
to Buffalo.
About it.
We went to Buffalo,
Buffalo Creek.
Creek.
Yeah, that's right. Because, see, here's the thing, folks, and this is a perk of being a radio show host in South Carolina.
Gosh.
And covering fishing and having friends. Having friends. Go ahead, tell us who priests fish for us.
Well, Andy Montgomery, he was down there fishing.
He was filming with Strike King.
And we were texting back and forth with him because this was kind of like an early birthday present for me. And he was saying, it's all right, but nothing big. But, I mean, y'all feel free to go. Well, Dad was like, I don't know, maybe we should just go to Bowen. Nope, we're going to Murray. It's my birthday present. And he did well.
Yeah, only two fish. I mean, I had four bites.
But two water. Fish for 11 something.
Yeah, 11 pounds, 11 something pounds.
Absolute hogs.
It
gracious.
was a good day. I mean, the water temp was 58-ish. I think we saw 62 in a pocket one time.
Most of our bites came from, what, we said 9 or 10 feet of water.
Yeah, 10 feet of water was like
high 50s, low, like 60.
Yeah, 58, 59 was where, and it was funny because the bites came in the same place.
Right.
I mean, if you want a pattern fish, when you catch three fish or two fish and lose one, and you're in the same water depth under the same docks at the same water temperature, that's pretty much a pattern.
We kind of went all. I mean, I was using a chatterbait and I threw a shaky head for most time, but And we, I mean, we threw some
crankbaits. You were throwing creature baits up on
the
docks.
Oh, I did.
Too,
I
yeah.
did switch out to a creature bait. Yeah, but
I did very little other than throw a chatterbait a little bit. But I was skipping docks. That's what I was doing.
I'm figuring out how to skip docks.
She's figuring it out. Whew. We're doing it on the spinning rod. Give her a little bit of break. Get her. The mindset is what's involved.
It's harder than it looks.
It took me a while to do it. I'm pretty good at it now, though.
Yeah.
And I'm getting better. Uh-huh. And I'm looking for that reel from Andy Montgomery soon, too. Mm-hmm. He's got a new lose skipping reel.
He does.
Which is really cool. He talked about that on the show when we had him on back a few weeks. But, yeah, skipping a green fish tackle, green pumpkin. I guess it had maybe a little bit of orange on it, mm-hmm. on the head. And then it was a green with red glitter Zoom Z-Crawl trailer. And I caught the first fish, a little over 4.5 pounds. Good fish.
Second one.
Under a floating dock. And so this is the funny part. We're not going to say where we were. Well, we had lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those cheeseburgers that.
They were huge.
Good. And I can't remember the place we were at.
I think it was.
It wasn't Big Man's because we weren't down that way. We were at, Come on, quick. Where were we? It's not Big Man's. It's up on Buffalo Creek. And they got some good cheeseburgers. I highly recommend the one with the applewood bacon on it. Mm-hmm. I can't find it anyway.
it's right there by Big Man's.
So anyway. And so Taylor wanted to see where so-and-so lived. And so we pulled into that pocket. And it's like the second dock in, and I told Taylor, I said, here we are.
We may as well fish it in.
8 to 10 feet of water, 59 degrees, and I took that thing and skipped it about 15 feet back up into that dock. And I turned around to say something to Taylor, and I love a jig bite because the jig sinks all the way to the bottom. And it pulls your line. You'll see your line going in, and it'll stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned around to say something to Taylor, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw that line go, thunk. And it started moving off to the right. And I was like, oh. And at the same time, I was reeling down. Taylor goes, oh, no, you're not.
I was like, this is not happening.
I set the hook. And when I set the hook, felt like it was two concrete blocks. I said, Taylor? She goes, yes. I said, this one's bigger than the first one.
Mm-hmm. And at that point, I said,
you turn around
60-degree water. It ain't. I mean, that's not. I mean, I could technically jump off this boat. It wouldn't be too cold.
No, it
wouldn't
be too cold.
Get off the boat with this psycho cover catching the fish. But I saw a lot of pretty eagles. And
30 seconds later, I put a 6.25 in the boat.
Yeah. Fun.
She was a tank.
Mm-hmm.
A tank.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I had two fish for 11 pounds. And Andy texted me Sunday afternoon and said, you know, you would have won the Strike King Big Bass Tournament on Lake Murray with that 6.25 because the winning weight was like a 5.89 or something like that.
Gosh.
Anyway. We've blown a whole segment here.
We did blow a whole
almost.
Segment.
Anyway. So, yeah, good day. Go fishing. It's on. It will be on for the next month and a half. Once they get up like this and get ready to go in, those pre-spawn fish, they're there. They're not leaving.
I've heard
from this week was kind of different because of the rain and the cool. I think this weekend's going to be chilly. Mm-hmm. But next week, you know, it's leveling off, and it'll be really good.
I heard from a couple of buddies that, they're finding them up shallow already, so.
Not locked down, but they're up there shallow. Yep. Some of them are getting shallow. All right, so quickly, calendar events brought to you by Visit Anderson Green Pond Landing Event Center. WhenLifeSucks.org, first annual Save the 22 ride, $30 a person, rain or shine. Free barbecue plate at Last Stop Saturday, April 3rd. Start at Blue Ridge at the Blue Collar Riding Club and at Rough Riders Motorcycle Club. Registration 10 to 12, last bike out at 12, last bike in at 6. Go to whenlifesucks.org for more information. Taylor?
I can't get to mine. Little Mountain Fire Rescue first annual benefit bass tournament. First place, $5,000. It's going to be at Drew Island State Park, April 2nd. Safe flight to 3 p.m. $100 entry fee. Call the fire department to register.
Little Mountain Fire Rescue Department. All right. And with that, we're going to take a break. And Charles Ruth will be on us after the break. So y'all hang on. We're going to talk some turkeys. You know what this song has got to do with what we're fixing to talk about, Taylor?
What to tell?
Well, you know the title of the song, don't you?
No.
When Love Walks In. And what are we fixing to talk about?
Oh, boy.
What? Go ahead. What are we fixing to talk about?
No.
Come on.
I'm not going there. That was corny, Dad.
It was not.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't think it was.
It was corny.
Anyway, welcome back to the second segment of Woods and Water, South Carolina. And since Taylor won't say it and play into the game, we're going to talk about turkeys. Well, turkeys is part of what we're going to talk about. But it's always good to catch up with Charles Ruth from the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources. Charles, I know you'll be glad when, I don't know, turkey season's over.
Yeah, Roger, it's good to be back on your show. Hey, Taylor.
Hi.
A lot of changes this year. A lot of technological advances. We hope they're advances and that we'll get into. But, I appreciate you taking time to do this, Charles. We always have a good time doing it, whether we're on the phone or down at Hilton Head at CIFWA or wherever we find ourselves together. It's always good to catch up with you, and I do appreciate the time and the knowledge you bring to the show. It really means a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Anytime. You know that, Roger.
I appreciate that. Taylor, somebody else just doesn't know when to say no to me anymore.
So, that's just add his name to the list.
One day I'll make it. One day I'll mess up. It'll happen. It'll happen. Okay, so turkey season this year, South Carolina, it starts Monday the 22nd for a lot of people. So this show, we've kind of had to march this show through the Saturday progression for about 3 weeks because of the app development, which we're going to talk about later on. But let's go ahead and let's get the season dates out there. We've got segmented seasons across the state, 3-4, 1-1, and 2. So let's just jump into it with the season dates, and we'll just roll from there.
Okay. Well, and for everybody listening that turkey hunts, these are the same seasons that were put in place last year. So this is year two of the new framework. As you mentioned, we are back to a split season.
Right.
Game zones 1 and 2, which is, what I typically call the Piedmont and Mountains, the upstate.
Right.
Private lands, you've got an April 1 through May 10 framework. One of the new twists that was put in place last year was you can only take one bird the first 10 days. And as we talked about leading up to this time last year, Roger, that was an effort on the part of the General Assembly working with DNR to try to moderate or minimize some of the early harvest of gobblers, trying maybe not to impair reproduction, trying to leave some of these adult birds out for breeding, okay? Right. So that's the upstate. The low country, coastal plain, that's game zones 3 and 4. Private land starts Monday, March 22, and runs through April 30. Again, you can only take one bird the first 10 days. And then statewide, it's one bird per day. And that was a change for last year, or that went into effect last year. It had been two birds per day. Now it's one bird per day. So those are the frameworks. I suspect those frameworks will be in place for a number of years until we get a better data stream to figure out what these new changes have meant. And I'll tell you right now, Roger, I don't know. Our harvest was off 19% from 2019 to 2020, but there's so much going on. Last season, you had a new framework, you had new bag limit,
right.
You had a fee on turkey tags, and throw COVID on top of that.
Yeah.
So, I'm not going to try to walk out on a limb and say what did what. It's just, it's hard to figure.
It is true that we had more turkey tags sold in South Carolina last year than we had the year before, right? Am I right
in
saying that?
The year before, they were free.
Okay, that's right.
Okay,
well.
2018 was the last year they were free. So what happened when the fee went in place, it cut out all the people who thought they might.
Okay.
So we have a better feel now for who's actually in and who's actually maybe going to hunt, or since they're free, I'm going to get them. So, that whole dynamic changed with the fee. Even though for residents, it's a $5 fee. Non-residents, on the other hand, it's, the legislature was they were pretty strong with non-residents. And I'll be honest with you, resident hunters supported it. They, resident hunters, in my experience, want to see higher fees for non-residents. But you know, again, resident hunters get 3 tags, which is the limit, $5. Non-resident limit is 2. They get 2 tags for $100. So, I suspect there was a good bit of pushback by non-residents on that. Plus, with travel restrictions, you know, we were looking at about 50% fewer non-resident hunters last year. You don't know if it was the fee or if it was COVID. More than likely, it was a combination of the two.
I gotcha.
How can you get your turkey tags?
Lots of ways. You can understand that they've got to come in the mails, okay? You can get them over the counter of what I call immediate gratification at any of our 5 main offices. You can do it right now over the counter. Those offices are Clemson, Columbia, Charleston, Florence, and York. Again, you can do all that over the counter. You can order them, pay for them at any license agent, Walmart, Dick's, Academy, whatever it may, you know, the bait store that sells hunting and fishing. They can they can click the button for turkey tags, but they've got to come in the mail. So if you're a turkey hunter and you don't have your tags, you need to get on it. And you can do it online.
Okay,
you can go to our website and go through the process just like you're buying a license. When you get to the privileges section, click on turkey tags, complete your transaction, and they're going to show up in the mail. We've got a, there's a call center, telephone sales, a call center that takes our telephone requests. That number is posted on our website in our rules and regulations. So there's a bunch of different ways you can do it. I'll tell you, though, we've already, the pre-orders, we've already done over 70,000 sets of turkey tags. One other thing, Roger.
Oof.
Youth hunters.
Yes.
Get their tags. Youth hunters and 3-year disability license holders get their tags for free.
Okay.
They've got to request them each year. Lifetime license holders, which includes a regular lifetime license holder, a senior license holder, or a disability lifetime license holder, they get their tags for free. They have to request them one time. And then they will continue to get them. So for the folks that got, for a lifetime license holder that may be listening, they've already got their tags.
Okay.
I know that. There's something going on with the mail. But for the other ones, you have to request them once. And then until you tell us not to send them, you're going to get them automatically each year.
Okay.
So I know that was quick, but in a nutshell, those are the different ways you can get the tags. And let me say right now that finally, after forever, we've got some dedicated fees for turkeys in South Carolina. Those funds are earmarked by law to go to the turkey program to pay for the cost of the tagging program, to pay for the cost of the electronic harvest reporting program, which I know we're going to talk about, and then for turkey research and management, and even some habitat management on public land. So, and you and I have talked about it, Roger. It was a broken business model in the past because when those tags were free, everybody got them, even the people that had no intention of hunting and turkey hunting. And we were spending a dollar for every set of turkey tags that we were issuing. It was a black hole. It was a poor business model. Plus, if we had dedicated funds for turkeys, we could have been doing and should have been doing serious research with turkeys 20, 25 years ago, and we may have a better feel now for what's going on with turkeys in South Carolina and across the Southeast. So, that's what I'll say about that.
Forrest Gump. That's all I'm going to say about that. okay, and we got about 4 minutes left in this segment. Let's get into what's consumed the last year of Charles Ruth's life.
Of course, Roger, it's not just the app, it's the entire methodology of electronic harvest reporting. And obviously this is something that the hunters supported, the General Assembly passed it into law, DNR supported it. But, Bo, I'm going to tell you something, it has been root hog or die. It's a good thing the legislature gave us a year to put this thing together. You know Jay Cantrell. Jay and I work together. Jay's been on your program, I think.
Right.
So what we have been consumed by the last year is working with a vendor and a developer to develop the smart or the mobile app, working with a vendor and a call center to develop the telephone system, and then, of course, our internal IT people are handling the web-based reporting system. And, of course, all of this funnels through and is, you know, real-time. Anytime somebody reports a turkey, it is immediately real-time while they're doing it, linking up with our system here.
Okay.
So, you know, that has been, for me, I'm not an app guy. I mean, I don't do that. I'm not a social media person. I'm not an app person.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a compass on my phone. I've got a weather thing on my phone, and that's about it.
Okay.
So I'm kind of old school, but I've had to learn a lot in doing this. And, you know, something I didn't mention, there's procurement guidelines that you have, you know, working for the state. You just can't go out there and start buying stuff. So that's the very first thing you have to do starting 10 or 12 months ago is go through the procurement process with each of these systems.
That's gracious.
And we are down to the wire.
Yeah.
And you and I have talked, but we're going to find something out Monday. We have tested until my fingers have bled, you know, calling up the call center, punching the smartphone app. It works. It's been working. You never know, but it should work when we go live with it.
Okay.
You know, you want to talk about downloading the app?
Well, I tell you what, we're almost at the end of the segment. So let's wait and hit the app in the next segment. And I will tell you in like 15 seconds, is this going to give you better turkey harvest data?
Well, I'm not going to go that far.
Okay.
It will give us another data stream.
Okay.
And that's always a positive thing.
Okay. All right. Well, hang on, Charles. Folks, hang on. We're going to be back and talk about the SC Game Check app and how you get it and set it up and how you report your turkeys, which it won't let you do it right now, which is kind of cool. So y'all hang on. More Woods and Water South on the other side. Since this is your music,
I get to intro the show. Ah, you did pick my bumper music. Aww.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
You know, not often you get to wish your daughter a happy birthday.
Not often, every year.
All 17 years of you.
All 17 years. Yeesh.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Anyways, welcome back to the third segment. Woods and Water, South Carolina. Happy Saturday to everybody. We are still on the phone with Charles Ruth. Daddy, he is still here.
Yeah, I know. He didn't hang up over the break, did he?
Imagine that.
I don't know.
No, I'm here.
Oh, he's here. Okay. Got confirmation. Live confirmation. Okay, Charles. All right. Well, we have we talked about new dates. Well, the continuing dates and for turkey season, you know, the cost of tags. Got all through all that stuff, and we started hitting on the app. So, South Carolina Game Check, new this year, go for it. I mean, just tell us, I mean, how did it all come about? I'm going to download it when we get to a stopping point, or when you get through telling us about the app and how it came about. I'm gonna actually go into the Apple Store and download it on my phone, and that way I'll find out how hard or difficult it is right here on the air. So, talk about the app.
Like we mentioned in the other segment, The smartphone app is one of the three methods that you can use to report your turkey harvest.
Okay.
You know, again, working with a vendor, working with a developer, doing all the testing, so on and so forth. You know, it's been a tough process. Why don't you go ahead and do the download?
All right. Yeah. Well, all right. So this is just for everybody's knowledge. I have an iPhone. So I'm going to go to the App Store. I am going to search SC Game Check. Okay, it's not Sports Thread. It's SCDNR Turkey Harvest is actually what it's listed as.
Yeah, they got the name wrong, but you need to do a search for SC Game Check.
Game Check, that's my search was SC Game Check. Okay, so download the app.
Ooh, that was fast. Mm-hmm. All right, open it up. All right, so
yours South already downloaded? I'm still waiting on mine. Mine's taking a while.
It's because you got so much stuff on your phone.
That's false.
Welcome to SC Game Check app. Please search for and add your hunter profile by clicking on search and add profile, which is the brown bar towards the bottom. All right, so customer last name. Got that. Year of birth.
Put your year of birth in and then your DNR customer ID.
Okay, do I need to put the C and all the zeros in front?
No. You just put the number. Yeah, no, you don't put the C or the string of zeros. Just enter the actual number. And I think if you read the fine print, it might say that on the app.
Okay. Gosh. Taylor?
I'm
trying to. Let's see. Okay, so. Done. Search profile.
You're getting ahead of me, Dad.
Okay, so there I am.
Yeah, so now what it has just done, when you did that, Roger, it just linked up with our system. And you'll notice that it backfilled your last four digits of your Social Security number and your driver's license number. So it's really hooked up.
Oh, now. Wow.
So what you will do from there, when it's time, when you kill a turkey, whenever you do that, you'll go in to report a harvest.
Okay, hang on just a second. Okay. Now, right here, when it's backfilled everything, it says verify. Now, I need to add profile, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, of course.
Okay.
You've got to add
your
profile.
Okay, so profile.
It's giving you a chance to say, well, that's not what I want to do.
Okay,
so
all right.
Then, you click and say, I want that profile.
And there
then
I am.
You got your profile.
I just got one, too.
Yep. You got yours, too, Tim?
I got one.
Okay.
So that was down and dirty. I'm glad.
Yeah.
But all you would do now, and you can't do it now because the system knows it's not March 22nd.
It pops up, says no turkey season.
I know. I just got that too.
No turkey season. That's right. Okay. But what you're going to do is once we're in that time frame, and it all doesn't matter where you start, where you hunt, the turkey season begins the 22nd in South Carolina.
Right.
Somewhere.
Okay.
So you kill a bird, you tag the bird, you get home, you say, oh, I got to check my bird. So you pull up your app, you go in, you pick your county of kill.
Okay.
Then you pick the type of land that you kill the bird on, whether it was private or public. And then at that point, you can view your tags. And it will show you your tags. And they're color-coded. This year, the colors are orange, purple, and red. And they will actually be logos on your app corresponding with the colors on your physical tags.
Okay. All right.
And, of course, depending on the date and depending on the part of the state you were hunting on, there's certain tags you need to use for certain places during certain times. And again, so once you go to your app, you need to make sure you pick the color tag that coincides with the tag that you put on the bird when you killed it.
And then the next
step is going to ask you, is your turkey an adult or a jake? And then, did you kill it in the morning or the afternoon? Then it will say, "Are you seriously wanting to report this bird?" you say yes, and it says, "Okay, here's your confirmation number, and you're done."
Okay. Okay. Does the confirmation number? I mean, is it linked to an email or is it just stored in?
And what will happen is at that point, anytime you open up your app, it's going to show that tag that's used, and it'll have the confirmation that number with it.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Taylor. I know you want to say it about the tags. Go ahead.
I love the Clemson colors. That's the first thing I noticed was the orange and purple.
Okay, and Charles, I think we talked about this before we did the show. If you're in game zones 3 and 4, you want to use the orange tag the first 10 days of the season.
Yeah, and the overarching message, Roger, is, and it says it repeatedly on everybody's tag form, please read your tags. Don't just pull the first one off, because with our split season and the one bird the first day, there's kind of a matrix of how you have to use your tags depending on when and where you're hunting. So you're right. If you're hunting in the low country next week, you want to use
the orange tag,
which is the first tag.
Right.
And similarly, once we get to April 1, if you're hunting in the upstate, you want to use that second tag, which is the purple tag.
Okay.
If you look at what's written on each tag, and think about where you are,
yeah,
it won't let you go wrong. But if you just start jerking tags off, you may get into a situation where you've used a tag where you shouldn't have, and it may cost you a tag later
right.
in the season.
Might cost you a bird somewhere along the way.
Yeah. So again, okay. Please read your tag before you pull it off that form.
Okay.
But yeah, the tags on the form correspond with what you're going to see on the app once you go to report a bird.
Okay. Yeah, the season.
And the same thing if you go to the web portal.
Okay.
Which is another really easy way to do it. You can even do the web portal on your phone because you can go to the DNR website.
Right.
Once we get to Monday,
okay.
there's going to be a place right up at the top of the entry page of the DNR website that says report your turkey harvest. So from your phone, go to the DNR website, click on that, and it's going to go right to the turkey reporting thing where you enter your information.
Okay.
It will identify you as a person, and then it will give you an opportunity to pick the color tag, just like on the app,
okay.
and submit your harvest, enter your county of kill and so on and so forth, and then submit it, and it will give you a confirmation number, which, by the way, will immediately show up on your app, even though you did it through the web now, because everything is joined up, if that makes sense to you.
Okay.
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 Same thing for the phone. If you use the phone and go through the phone process, and then look at your app, it will show that tag as having been reported a minute later. Like, once again, everything is tied together. So, and I'll tell people right now, I would encourage you to use the app or the online, because the phone thing works, but you have to key punch everything. You got to key punch in your customer ID,
okay.
your year of birth.
Okay.
So it's gonna, but that's the way it goes. So, and I'll tell you something else, Roger, full disclosure. As you just did, the iPhone version of the app has been in the App Store for a month or more for some reasons. And we don't know, and this is not what we do, DNR, but it hasn't been placed on the shelf in the Google Play Store for Android users, which
okay.
I'm kind of upset about, but we've got a contingency. If you look on the DNR website, we've come up with a way to host a download of the app directly from the DNR website. So go to the DNR website, look around for it, and you will find a message for Android users and how to download directly from the DNR website.
Okay.
It's the same app. It's just not coming out of the Google Play Store.
Okay. All right.
Something else, the tag form has the QR codes for both the Google Store and the App Store.
Yep.
Obviously, until Google Play puts this thing on the shelf,
there's
that
what
QR code is not going to work.
Okay.
It does work for the App Store.
Okay. Okay.
So, again, I hate it, but after a year, I don't know what else to say.
Sure. No, I mean, there is nothing. I mean, you can't. That old program and an app stuff, it makes no sense to us normal people. And
normal people.
There's no way to hurry that process up. So,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But, that both of the apps were the Android as well as the iPhone versions. They were sent to the respective stores at the same time over
okay.
a month ago, and it just hasn't come up on the Google Play at this point.
All right. All right. Y'all hang on. More Woods and Water South Con on the other side of the break. You like the song. Don't sit there and grimace.
Oh, it. I was like, what is this?
Starts off a little slow.
Wagon Wheel by Darius Rucker.
Well, actually, it was recorded by somebody else. And I can't remember who recorded it first.
Well, all I know is music videos got Sadie Robertson and Psy and all. That was the greatest music video ever.
Oh, my goodness.
Love that music video.
Charles, you wouldn't know who wrote that song and sung it first, would you?
I wasn't paying attention, to be honest with you. I'm normally pretty good at that kind of thing.
Here. Wagon Wheel. I forget who recorded that thing first. Darius redid it. He did a really good job of it, but mm-hmm. somebody else did it first.
I'm not sure, to be honest.
I'm not either.
So, going back to our last segment about talking about the app, we went over a bunch of information. So if people have questions, where can they go to find more information?
Yeah, that's a good question, Taylor. If they'll go to the main DNR webpage, there will be a button up near the top that says SC Game Check. If you click on that, it'll go over everything that we talked about. It even has some tutorials on downloading the app and setting up a profile. It has a link for the web-based reporting, and obviously it has the phone number if you want to report by phone. So it's all there under SC Game Check on our website.
I'm looking at the website now. It's turkey tags arriving in your mailbox soon, and those two buttons are kind of down to the right, but those things are going to move up, you said?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right. Anything else going on turkey-related down there in Columbia or anywhere around the state?
Well, you know, we've talked a little bit about the southeast turkey decline.
Yeah.
There's research going on, Roger, in a number of states. Now that we actually have money for our turkey program, we are hooked up. This is a big project that's being done at Savannah Riverside. If you recall, we did a pretty good study down at Webb Center.
Mm-hmm.
The reason in looking, that was looking at nesting success, timing of nesting, timing of gobbling. We're doing basically the same thing at SRS, but the point is at SRS it's not hunted.
Okay.
And we need to figure out what these birds are doing in an unhunted situation as far as the timing of nesting, the timing of gobbling, mortality, nest success, and things like that. So this is a big study that is going on with the USDA Forest Service Southern Research Station, John Kilgo, who's one that we worked with 12 or 15 years ago coyotes and deer fawns. John is a great guy. He's a really smart researcher. But we've also got Mike Chamberlain, University of Georgia, Brett Collier, LSU, and Mike Byrne at Missouri, who these guys are at the top of turkey research across the country. I don't have any results right now. We just finished or on the cusp of finishing the first year of trapping. As of a few days ago, we had 61 birds with GPS units. We've caught about 100, but some of the birds we don't put units on because they're not the right bird, if you know what I mean. We're trying to get a certain number of adult gobblers and a certain number of hens. That way we can have a little bit of this and that. So people need to stand by. This is a multi-year study, and hopefully this is going to help us answer some questions about this southeast turkey decline. So that's where we are with that.
Yeah, those are some. I know some of those names you mentioned. I see posting a lot of Tuesday turkey talk stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. These are the big brains in turkey research.
Okay,
yep.
All right. Speaking of research, what's the latest on the? Oh, no, Taylor's got something before we move on.
I'm sorry.
Thanks
somebody answers all my questions, and then I just get thrown to the curb. Dang. So I have a question for you, actually. So Dad tells me about something you said a while back, that the last thing you want to be on this earth is a hen turkey during nesting season. So what is it like being a hen during nesting season?
Well, keep in mind, Taylor, that outside of the nesting season, all turkeys roost in a tree. But during the nesting season, once that hen completes her clutch of eggs, and by the way, turkeys nest on the ground.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Once she begins to continuously incubate those eggs, she is on the ground 24/7 for about 28 days. So I shouldn't have to say what that means. Number one, she is extremely vulnerable. And number two, her nest is extremely vulnerable. So that's why I've learned one thing being a turkey biologist. I don't want to be a hen turkey, number one, particularly number two in the spring.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I mean, she is just one big target.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Now moving on.
Moving on.
That's enough about turkeys. Oh, okay. One more thing. And this kind of goes into the thing. Okay. So we've got SC Game Check
for turkeys. Will we see 2 years down the road SC Game Check for deer now that we have the app? Is it something that's on y'all's radar?
I would like to see that, Roger. I think, obviously it would take a legislative change. The DNR is going to kind of have to say, yes, this is something we're in. I think hunters would support it. We certainly support it. I think I wouldn't want to say 2-3 years, okay, hopefully. I think it's on the horizon. Everybody else, all other states are doing it.
Right.
I think we should as well. Again, it's another stream of data that we can use in terms of harvest, along with our postseason surveys.
Okay.
And there are certain parts of the real time reporting with harvest reporting that give you different type of information.
Okay.
Right.
And I was going to ask if you're going to continue with the postseason harvest surveys. So you will be still doing those.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do that indefinitely because we've got a 20-plus year continuous data stream. It's being done the same way, so that trend is very important.
Okay.
Yeah, right. we talk a lot about how important it is to fill out those end-of-season surveys, so this is going to be another good step. I'm excited about it, especially if it comes for deer. we're not big turkey hunters, but
well, we turkey hunted last year once.
Yeah, it was my first time turkey hunting, actually. I've been begging you to go forever.
That's the funny thing, Charles. I went up turkey hunting. Well, I went with my camera one day and called a big old gobbler ramble. He posed at like 25 yards. I got some great pictures. So I take Taylor back with him next time. Not a single turkey. I went back twice more. Not a single turkey. But I got some great pictures from the first time out.
Yeah, that's typical.
It happens to us. Okay, got about 4 minutes. We've got a deer study, a deer coyote study going on in McCormick County where y'all are trapping does and trapping coyotes. What's the latest on that one, and how far are we into that study now?
Yeah, I think they're actually going to trap deer tonight, and that will be the last night because we have to remove. Okay. Yeah, we can't have the bait out. This is on private land. We can't have the bait out because, these folks turkey hunt their property.
Okay.
But anyway, this is somewhat of a replication of the work we did at SRS some years ago. The new twist is it's obviously in a different part of the state. It's in the Piedmont. It's on private land, much more typical hunt club type situation. We're now using GPS on the does, on the fawns, and on the coyotes. That's never been done before.
Okay.
Just a quick summary. We have caught about close to 75 to 80 does. We catch them in the winter, which allows us to catch the fawns in the spring. We've caught about 80 fawns. We're going to catch the fawns here in a couple of months this cycle. What we have found so far, similar to what we found at SRS, is that fawn survival is pretty darn low. We're only seeing about 30% fawn survival each of the first 2 years. We're now in year three.
Okay.
A little different twist. The first year, which would have been 2019, coyotes were responsible for a high percentage of the fawn mortalities, about 60%. Last year, coyotes only accounted for about 40% of the mortalities, but we lost the same number, the same percentage of fawns, but we had more issues with, I guess, fawns that they weren't right.
Huh.
They just didn't make it. They died.
Wow.
Early, they were born, they lived a day or two. They weren't thrifty or whatever you want to say.
Right.
They just didn't have it.
Huh.
So that's a little something different than we've seen before. We ended up at the same place, but got there different ways in two different years. And we'll see what happens this year. But overall, fawn survival of 30%, brother, that's not very good. And that's not what it used to be, I can tell you that. It's just not. We would have never had so many deer in South Carolina that we did, in the 90s
right,
up until the early 2000s with that type of reproductive success. Things have changed to some degree.
Is that a habitat change? Is it coyotes?
Yeah,
I mean,
I think it's a combination, Roger, of habitat change, long-term habitat change. And I think some of that's important in this turkey discussion as well, as far as understory vegetation, nesting, brood-rearing habitat, good cover for fawns. From the deer standpoint, I think we shoot a lot of deer in South Carolina.
So, yeah.
And that's got to be part of it. And really, admittedly, the complete colonization of the state by coyotes in the last 15 to 20 years, they're much more of a player than we thought they were going to be. But folks, I'll tell folks, and I get this every day from people, what is the state going to do about coyotes? Well, we don't have any new mouse traps here in South Carolina. People been trying to get rid of coyotes since people have been out west, and they did such a good job that now we got them.
Yeah.
If you're concerned about coyotes and deer, don't shoot as many doe deer.
Okay.
And again, it can be a very localized situation where you talk to one person, we got tons of deer.
Yep.
And then the other side of the county, we're just not seeing deer like we think we should. Well, in that situation, you can't be as aggressive with your deer harvest, particularly on the doe side. And that's pretty basic,
Yeah, yeah.
As far as the coyote part of the study.
10 seconds.
We've got 24 coyotes out there with GPS, and we're looking at how they interact with the deer.
Okay. Great information, Charles. Thanks much. Folks, as always, make time to get out there.
Take the back roads when you can.
Don't forget that camera. See you back next week. More Woods and Water, South Carolina.
Hit me from behind. Yes, I'm gone.